This is Twit.
I got the new iPhone yesterday, so I guess you can't say this is a thorough multi-week review, and I'll have that for you later on. But I am blown away. Now, I'll tell you a little bit about this. This is the iPhone XR. As you know, it comes in colors, six of them, and they're beautiful colors. There's black, there's white, there's coral, which is kind of pinky. There's a kind of a light blue, and this one, which I got, is product red. Now, the sad thing about this is these are now glass backs. That's so they support the Qi charging that all iPhones now support, all the new iPhones support, with an aluminum colored band around it.
The
red is beautiful. The aluminum is fine. It's stainless steel on the more expensive iPhone XS. But I think this is just fine. But aluminum's going to dent a little bit easier. Glass is going to break for sure. And you see the fingerprints. It's sad to me because they're making these absolutely gorgeous phones, and the first thing you're going to do is put it in
right.
case.
Yep.
There's just no way anyone's going to carry this around, and if they do, you better be awfully careful. What's good about this is the price. They start at $750. That's about $250 less than the XS Max. That's for a 64-gigabyte version. It's the only iPhone XRS that supports 128 gigs. That's $799. Because the iPhone XS and XS Max jump right to $256, that's $899. So you see a big difference in pricing. You're saving a couple of $100. But you're not giving up the internals. It still has the A12 Bionic, that amazing chip. And by the way, as we learn more and more about the A12, we're just realizing this is basically a desktop class processor.
Right.
Beating, in some cases, the MacBook in terms of processing.
Isn't that crazy?
Performance. There's a lot of headroom, I guess. It has the same front cameras, the 7-megapixel true depth camera, does the portrait mode, does the Animoji, all the funny little things that iOS 12 does. The back camera is one of the sacrifices you're going to make. It is a single lens instead of the dual. It only has the wide angle lens, same 12 megapixel rear wide angle camera as in the XS, the 10, XS, and 10.
So what do you lose without the dual camera?
You don't get the 2x optical zoom.
Okay.
You get digital zoom.
Yeah.
And Apple does, they say, use that second lens for some of the camera computational photography that they do.
Right.
But you still get portrait mode, and it looks to me just as good. Still does great at night. I took a lot of pictures. Last night we went to a haunted house.
Yeah, and that's the Achilles heel of these all cell phone cameras, really, is how well they do in low light.
But they're getting so
they're getting a lot
much better. This is a dual SIM model, wireless charging, as I mentioned, just like the big boys. What's interesting is the size. So this is bigger than the iPhone 8, but smaller than the 8 Plus. It's bigger than the iPhone 10, but smaller than the XS Max.
Mm.
So I think for a lot of people, this is at a kind of a midpoint. That is a good size. A lot of people complain about the XS Max that it's just a little too big. It's a 6.1-inch screen, 326 pixels per inch, which, in my opinion, is more than enough. I mean, remember when we got all excited because laser printers finally did 300 DPI? This is more than that. Everything's really crisp. And there's the other sacrifice you're going to make. This is not the OLED screen of the iPhone X and XS.
Yeah.
This is an LCD screen. But, folks, so was every iPhone before the iPhone X. It's a very good LCD screen, and I'll tell you, when I put it side by side with my XS Max, it's not worse. It's fine. It's a great screen. Some people complain about the bezels. You see that it's not...
I was just going to mention that. Yeah.
It's not completely edged to... Oh, sorry, Siri, didn't mean to trigger you. You can't see it when it's black, but it's not completely edge to edge. But that doesn't bother me. Here, let me get Anthony's XS... And we can show. Well, yours is very pretty. I like that
picture.
I know. Wow, that's purple. But size-wise, you can see just a little bit smaller. Not much, but it's a little easier to hold. And I think people will like it for that reason. It is a 1,400:1 contrast ratio. That's very good for
LCD.
That's
really good.
But not nearly what OLED will do.
Yeah.
They call it the most advanced LCD ever, the liquid retina. You know, Apple's good at those numbers and names and so forth. I think this is fine. One of the things they have done with this, iFixit tells us, is put a pretty big battery in it. The only battery that's bigger from Apple is the XS Max.
Mm-hmm.
So battery life with this LCD screen, the lower pixel density, and the big battery is going to be very good. In fact, that's been my experience. It's a great Pokemon Go device. You can play for hours and hours. They say 1.5 more hours of battery life than the 8 Plus. Apple's usually pretty good in their battery estimates. So that's the best claimed battery life of any iPhone ever, according to Apple. Video playback compared to the XR, compared to the XS, 16 hours on the XR, 14 hours on the XS, 15 hours on the XS Max. So given the bigger battery and the, you know, less power-hungry screen, this is the battery life champion in the iPhone lineup.
Yep.
That's another reason to look at it.
And that's why my wife would love that, right? I mean, she doesn't need the biggest, the sharpest, the
most
pixels.
Yeah, and if you have smaller hands, this
is
a better size. This is a really good replacement for anybody who's with an older iPhone,
right.
A pre-iPhone 10. They're going to say, wow, this is so great. It does use all the iPhone 10, you know, Face ID and the swipes and everything like that. It's the new modern platform. It's a little less water resistant than the XS. It's IP67 instead of IP68. You should probably not drop any iPhone in water.
Right.
I know they say it could survive at a meter depth for three hours. Don't do it.
Yeah, don't do that.
Don't do that. It's mostly splash-proof. You can take it out in the rain. If it falls out of your pocket into the toilet, it's going to survive. I am very, very happy with this. And I think given the $750 price point, still not cheap. I mean, there are Android phones, very good, very competent, maybe even almost as competent Android phones for half that price. But if you want an iPhone, $749 is a great price. Get the 64 gig. I find that's plenty of room. Mm-hmm. And I have lots of music and books on here and take a lot of photos. You'll probably be using the iPhoto Cloud Library, and that takes the photos right off the phone. I think this is the iPhone. I think this is going to be the iPhone this year for this year that people will really want.
I think you're right.
Save a little bit of money. So there's the iPhone XR. I'm happy to carry it around, to be honest with you. I used it all day yesterday. I've been using the XS Max. And I didn't feel in any way constrained. I felt like it was just as good. Maybe if you're a real photo buff, you'll want that 2X optical zoom.
Yep.
Maybe if you're really an OLED fan, you'll want the OLED screen. But boy, for better battery life and a couple $100 off, this is a great choice. The iPhone XR comes in six colors.